to order. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Call the meeting order. It is 6 p.m. And if we could get a roll call, please.
Sure. Tron.
Here.
Williams. Earnshaw.
Here.
Roll. Gary.
Yes.
All right. We have a quorum.
Alrighty. If we could have, let's see. Do we have any revisions to the agenda?
No. No revisions. And no appearance requests that I know of.
Thank you. Any announcements?
I did want to make one brief announcement. June will be an exciting meeting for the Planning Commission, so please make plans to attend that meeting. And I know you always do, but we will be, as we're going to talk about a little bit later, we'll be really kicking off the land use element update to our comprehensive plan at that meeting. We will also be introducing an ordinance change for some nuisance enforcement. And I'm not going to get into the details of that right now, but I will say that it's going to require kind of a partner ordinance, which is going to be much more detailed. Which will be headed up, is being headed up by our public safety department and our clerk's office, of course, in very close consultation with our city attorney. That's going to take some time, and will actually be required to be approved before what you all will be seeing. But I think that it's an important conversation that I, you know, kind of want to keep alive. So we'll go ahead and have you guys act on that, but before we take it to the city council, we'll have to wait until probably about August for this other component to take to council. But I did want to just kind of give you guys a heads up. It's kind of, I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you all for your encouragement on having the city look into that.
Just for reference, I won't be here. I'll be in Dawson City, Canada. So I am really sad I'm going to miss this meeting too, but I'll get updated when I get back.
Okay. Is there any way that we could possibly see how many members will be here for the June meeting, just to make sure that we'll all be attending for the special presentation of these items?
We can always be flexible to accommodate our schedules of the planning commissioners, but of course we do try to stick with that third Thursday, and if we do have a quorum, that will be what we go with because people make their schedules based on that. And I know that an email had gone out to kind of get that June's time confirmed, and honestly, I thought it was good, but we'll double check.
Would that be on June 18th?
Yes.
Oh, no, I was wondering more about the contents of the meeting. Not the date, but just the contents. Like, if there's any way we could change the items from June to July. If we don't have a quorum.
We can put it on the agenda, and then if you all decide that you don't want to take action on it because you'd like more people here, you can always defer that to the next meeting.
Okay. Just a thought. Thank you. Alrighty, that's exciting news from the planning department. Commissioners, do we have any other announcements? Well, it is graduation on Saturday, is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Oh, I'd like to say congratulate the city, the divers, everybody on 2 tons of debris that came up. 10 tons of debris. Sorry. Anyways, it was really fun, and it was great. Everybody was really helpful and hardworking, and it was well coordinated. Thank you, Juan. And I just wanted to say, great.
Thank you, Commissioner Gearing. Yes, there are a lot of members in this room who were present for that cleanup this weekend, and it was a great coming together of the Unalaska Divers Association, one of the commissioners here, myself, coordinating, and our planning department director with her Girl Scouts troop. So thank you. Alrighty, we'll move forward then with the minutes. Can I get a motion to discuss the minutes? Alrighty, approval of the minutes has been carried. We'll open up for discussion if there's any. Hearing none, we'll move forward and close the commission discussion and call for a vote to approve the minutes of, let's see, our April 16th, 2015 Planning Commission and Planning Board minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carries. Approval of minutes for April 16th, 2015 has and carried. Alrighty, we'll move forward then with our public hearing action items. Let's see, our first item on the agenda is resolution 2015-13, a resolution approving a conditional use permit for three existing residential dwelling units on lot 14, block 8, Haystack Hills subdivision, located at 189 Trapper Drive. Are there any ex parte communications or potential conflicts of interest from commissioners on this item?
Yes, I have a conflict of interest. It's my husband's property.
Alrighty. Let's see. Is there any protocol staff would like our commissioner to take?
So just for the record, so Ms. Commissioner Gearing will not be voting with this. And the way that the Planning Commission operates is strictly by the Roberts Rules of Order, which talk about that the quorum is the number of people present, not the number of people voting. So it should be okay with just the two of you.
Thank you. Alrighty, we'll move forward with the staff presentation then.
Thank you. So I'll pull up the information on the screen. And then I'll have to go straight to the map. It's the most interesting part there. Okay, so that's the location we're talking about. So this is an existing triplex. And what's happening here is the property owner is applying for a conditional use permit, which is essentially an after-the-fact permit because this has already been a triplex for somewhere around a decade at least. Basically the zoning is single-family duplex, and as we know, the maximum number of units would be two on that with that zoning, so this conditional use would allow for three total residential units on the property. So it's fairly straightforward. So I would like to emphasize that this proposal is not to change anything on the property, and if you look at condition number one in the resolution, so should we stay for the record? Okay. So condition number one in the resolution that I drafted does make it clear that there wouldn't be any major alterations to the building that would be allowed under this conditional use permit. So essentially what's there already is what's going to be approved. So the first condition was, as I stated, that there would be no changes to the structure. And I can pull these up actually in the resolution to look at them. And then the last three are Well, conditions 2 and 3 relate to the utilities, and these are actually important because all triplexes in the city kind of follow the same set of rules, and so the reason that we're putting these here is to just ensure that this building then would comply with our code in every other way that all the other triplexes in the city would be. So the second condition just states that essentially the utility meter would be registered as a triplex, meaning that it would be charged appropriately for the three units that are there. The third condition states that the applicant will have to install a backflow preventer, which is also required by code, and that's for the water service. And the fourth condition states that the 6 parking spaces will be required, and that's 2 per unit, so that's what we always require in the zoning. And then it also makes clear, I wanted to make it clear that if the plat goes through, which the property owner is planning to plat this property, then enough space will have to remain on that part of the property for 6 parking spaces on the same property that the existing building is on, so that that person will have enough parking for their building. Staff believes that the tests of code are met, all 3 tests of code. The first one is that it furthers the goals and objectives of the comprehensive plan, and that essentially provides housing for the community, and that's what we're looking at here. It's compatible with existing and planned land uses in the surrounding neighborhood and with the intent of the use district. So I think one of the key things to notice here is that if you look at the site photo, which I can pull up here, if anyone hasn't driven by recently, the building itself is not really a dramatic departure from what you'd expect in a single-family zone. So we're not talking about a big apartment building that changes the character of the area. And I think I said the number of people that are living there is only 5 total, which is kind of in line with single-family housing in any case. So it's compatible with the surrounding neighborhood and the zoning. The last condition is that there's no permanent negative impact greater than we would expect from single-family housing. And again, single-family homes often have this many people living in them and are this size, so we're not anticipating any impacts. The 3 tests of code are met, and staff recommends approval of Resolution 2015-13. And we'll take any questions.
Thank you, staff, for your presentation. Commissioners, do you have any questions for staff? Alrighty. Will there be an applicant presentation? Too quiet. Will there be an applicant? Applicant presentation. Is that a little louder? Alrighty. Oh no. Yeah. Alrighty, well, commissioners, no questions for applicant, it sounded, so we'll just move forward. It doesn't look like.
I would just like to add now, before you're moving into the motion and voting portion of this, that Commissioner Lottie Roll has arrived, and she came at 6:10, so she will be here for the vote.
Thank you for noting that for the record. Alrighty. I guess we'll close the public hearing now and open for a commission discussion. I'll need a motion for that.
Where it states at the city, sorry, under number three, under background, doesn't the clerk's department have records when the property became a triplex? It should, under buildings. Isn't that correct? Under the property card, it should state. That was my only question. I mean, why we don't have that information. But I still, I would still approve their resolution 2000-13, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Commissioner Earnshaw. Yeah, it is interesting that there's no record in the city clerk's office. But we were talking about this with the planning department and how the applicant is bringing this forward, very model citizen-like.
That's great.
Really well.
You're looking for a second?
You got a second from Lottie.
Thank you, Commissioner Rolfe. Alrighty, we'll move forward then. It sounds like the motion to approve resolution 2015-13 has been carried, and let's see, we'll call for a vote then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Alrighty, motion carries. And that's a vote of three.
You're a good
Thank
landlord.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
I know.
Alrighty. Move forward then. There are no items for our regular meeting, and we'll move into a work session. The only item on our work session agenda is to discuss the receipt of Community Planning Assistant Team's final report entitled Future Land Use in Unalaska Community and Partner Stakeholder Engagement and discussion of the next steps for the update to the Comprehensive Plan and Land Use section.
Okay, so tonight, I'm going to give a brief overview of what a land use plan is, or a land use section to a comprehensive plan, which might look very familiar. Oh, yes.
Sorry.
If you, yeah, just you can turn them. Is that good, or you want more off? Okay. So we're going to review what a land use plan or section is, then review our experience with the Community Planning Assistance Team, and then also highlight some of our next steps that we will be taking to update the land use section of our comprehensive plan. So this is very much a review from similar things that your planning department has provided you guys before, but I think it helps to set the context here. So you have all communities in Alaska are required, with planning commissions, are required to have a comprehensive plan, which summarizes the overall vision and direction of the community. It includes topics such as economic development, housing, infrastructure, natural environment issues, and land use. So then that leads into this land use plan or section. So some communities have a whole separate plan for land use. So if you hear me say land use plan, that's a giveaway that I used to work at a community that had a land use plan. So here we have a section of our comprehensive plan that really focuses on land use. And so that really kind of takes what is called for in your comprehensive plan and what different community members have said, and starts identifying appropriate or inappropriate locations for some of those land uses, which again address what is called for in the comprehensive plan. Again, each of these two things are not regulatory. They are plans. They are they kind of help us set the direction for what we want to see in our regulatory tool, like a zoning ordinance, okay? And then that's where we get into the code stuff, to actually implement those plans and see what's on the ground. Okay, so in 2011, Unalaska adopted our comprehensive plan, and it identifies several values and actions, such as increase housing, making land available for business and industry. And this land use element really helps to give us a little bit more guidance of where we as a community really want to see some of these issues be addressed, like where housing should actually be going and what types of housing are appropriate in different locations, and where commercial businesses really might be appropriate or not, or what areas really should be limited for development, those sorts of things. And really, to do this right, we need to have significant public engagement, which leads us to our next section, the Community Planning Assistance Team. The Community Planning Assistance Team is a program that the American Planning Association has put together, and their sole purpose is really to help communities address planning issues and facilitate the public engagement that's required to address those issues. And they provide, it's really a volunteer-based, you know, so all the planners have kind of signed up to be on call for some of this issue, for some of these issues, and they donate their time, and the communities that have applied do pay for the transportation, but not for the time or that they spend out here or developing whatever product that has been requested. So what the city had requested was really some help with facilitating the community engagement portion of creating a land use section for our comprehensive plan. And we also, part of that application is you really have to point out the knowledge base that you're looking for, you know, so what are the strengths that you want to see out of this team that gets put together? And so we really had focused quite a bit on folks that might know some things about port planning, about housing, about Alaska, about some oil industry, land use planning, and a whole bunch of other things. I was pretty picky, but you know, I figured if it was a request, I could throw it all out there and see what they came up with. And they did a pretty good job. So this is the team that came out last year about this time. It was six individuals, and so we got everything that we were looking for, and then some. So we had folks that had experience in terminal design of oil and LNG, marine commerce, land use planners, and a whole bunch of things. So it was quite the mix of folks, that's for sure. So again, they came out for 1 week last year, almost to the date. And it was a busy week for any of you guys that were able to make some of that stuff. Lots of meetings, tours, interviews. We had a couple of open houses that we had really good attendance. Some of the cool things that we were able to try during this visit, because we had six people to be able to kind of man all these stations, was we had a couple of tables set up at Safeway and one at the PCR to really catch people where they were already at, to kind of take their pulse on what their thoughts were on land use issues for our community. So now, hot off the presses, on May 1st, we, after lots of reviewing various drafts, we have the final product. And that report is included in your packet. So I'm just going to give a really quick, brief overview. You guys have it in your packet. You can read through it, you know, as you snuggle up to a fire or hang out at the beach. Briefly, it includes an overview of what the project actually was, what they spent their time doing during their week. It reviews the current land uses and then summarizes some reoccurring themes that they kept hearing from the community about future land uses. It has a pretty detailed section on an assessment of marine terminals and locations, an analysis of our housing needs and opportunities, which really includes, they took a close look at our existing housing plan. And so a lot of what you see in this plan is points to that. So a lot of the graphs come straight out of that plan, but it explains it in a different way, which to me is always helpful. You know, I mean, I think the more you can look at information in different ways, the better. And then they also have some recommendations about that. And then there's some solid recommendations about kind of the update process, things that we should consider as we update our land use section. So next steps, what are we going to do now? So just to summarize some of the key takeaways from this document. And again, I want to reiterate that this is a summary of the public outreach for creating the land use plan. So it's a great product. And then they've also, which is what we asked for, they also kind of provided some of their expertise and whatever their areas, which will allow for us to consider those as we go into updating the land use component. So like I said, so some key takeaways, some strategies for encouraging housing, the analysis of the port facilities and future needs, and ideas of the public engagement, and also a summary of the community's land use ideas will all be very solid things that we'll be integrating into the process as a whole. I'm kind of excited about some of these public engagement ideas that they've come out with, and Anthony and I were just talking about them today, about making sure that we incorporate some of those ideas. Because really some of those ideas came out from what they were hearing at the stakeholder meetings. So I think it's really important that we take those ideas and run with them. So what will this land use section include? This is a really brief overview of what we're taking a look at. Anthony's kind of already taken, well, he's done a lot of work already. So based on what this report says. So first there'll be a review of existing conditions and analysis of land use trends. There'll also be maps of existing land uses and some flexible guidelines and guidance for future land uses. We don't anticipate getting into a lot by lot discussion of what we want, you know, or what the community has said for any one particular lot. Anthony really, we're kind of tossing around a lot of ideas, and there was a clever way of dealing with it. So we're just going to kind of break our community up into smaller areas and just kind of talk about an area by area. And so he'll be presenting that next month to you guys. And then, you know, we can kind of really start that conversation of, you know, did we get it right and all that good stuff. So I think it'll be a great tool for us for sure. I'm really looking forward to it. So here's the anticipated timeline, which of course is subject to change based on how much involvement we get from the public. And I mean, as we all know, dealing with code changes or plan making, you know, it really just depends, you know, what all we need to be doing. And that very much impacts the process itself. So just kind of a brief overview, that CPAT report was delivered on May 1st. Staff continues to plug away at taking that information and putting it into a plan format. This week, we presented the report to both council on Tuesday. They saw this same exact presentation, and then to you guys tonight, just to really make sure everybody's on the same page and has all the information. And then we'll focus more on June and July for some outreach events. And I foresee that kickoff really being that work session for you guys on June 18th. And we're still tossing around some ideas of how to kind of get out into the public and get some more feedback that way. And like I said, depending on how that process goes, then there's the adoption process, which would probably be about 3 months. And so, you know, we're throwing out August, you guys would make your recommendation to council, and then council would have two readings because they actually need to then approve it by ordinance. So that is a super quick overview with a whole bunch of information behind it. but I don't really believe in reading the plan or the report to you guys, but it it's been an exciting year with getting working with these folks during their visit and preparing for their visit, and I'm really happy to have this report and looking forward to continuing the process. So happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Planning Director Aaron. Commissioners, do we have any questions of staff on this item?
I have a question. I'll be missing the June meeting, and you're having events June, July. Is it possible, because I've already read through it and I have a lot of notes, but I'm not going to talk about it now because this is so preliminary. Is it possible for me to share those with you in writing? So if you like any of those suggestions, you can incorporate them into your planning meeting.
I think that would be absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gehring. I agree. There's a lot of information. I'm really looking forward to the public outreach and just further discussions on what the community thinks we should do from here. It was really exciting to have the members of the CPAT team come out here. Thank you to staff and Commissioner Roll. I'm sorry.
This is the first time I've seen this. Well, I saw it on the, when you sent in the email, but there's a lot of information. I was just wondering if this is the first time they had such a thing like this packet put together.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time. That whole community planning assistance team is really having its rebirth with the American Planning Association. They had a program going on for many years, and then they became much more active after Hurricane Katrina. And so there really hasn't been a ton of projects that they've been doing, and it was a lengthy process to get selected. So, yeah, we don't have anything else like this.
Okay, I'm impressed.
Sometimes I have flashbacks to the whole experience, but no.
You're on the CPAT team as well, from what I read, I think. And have you gone to other communities and done the same thing?
I have not. What I'm currently working on, and I don't know where I would have put this for you to read about it, but I don't know if this is what you're talking about. But currently I'm on the American Planning Association Alaska chapter board, and one of my projects, which is quickly taking significantly more and more time, is to put together a community planning assistance program for the state. So it's super fun, but yeah, it's very much in its infancy and a lot in here still. So trying to get that out.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Ian Staff. I think Anthony, you had a question or comment.
Yeah, just one thing I'd like to add. Up there under the adoption process, the Planning Commission recommendation to Council is listed as August 2015. So I just want to point out that that meeting will require 4 positive votes of the commissioners for the recommendation. So as long as there's 4 people there, if they all vote for it, then that's good. Just so if we want to have a meeting with a quorum of 3, we wouldn't be able to make that recommendation.
Okay, that's great to know, Anthony. We'll be sure to poll members' availability so we can move forward at that time. Well, I'm very excited. Thank you again, staff. This is a lot of information, and I saw the whole process take place, and really, I mean, it's really impressive, like Commissioner Roll said. And with that, we'll conclude the presentation, our work session. We'll move forward on our agenda. Is there any other business for this evening? Hearing no objection, we'll call the meeting for adjournment.